First things first, Lemony Snicket, the narrator and purported author of the 13-volume A Series of Unfortunate Events books, is himself a fictional creation. The man truly behind the books is San Francisco-based novelist Daniel Handler.
I think I just had an idea that if the stories were being narrated by someone hysterical and unreliable, they would take on the kind of gothic tone that I was aiming for. And then when it came time to publish the books, I thought to enhance the mystery, it would be fun to publish them under the name of the narrator rather than under the name of the author.
The first two books in the series were published in 1999, and to Handler's surprise, were welcomed by both readers, young and old, and critics.
No, I was expecting it would be a muted, unnerved reception and that the books would completely fail. So I was very astonished when they began to sell to people and people remained interested in them, and I was asked to write some more. That was all very astonishing to me.
So how did that success affect his writing of the subsequent volumes?
It just kept me in a state of bewilderment that I feel is in many ways similar to the plight of my heroes, and so it kept me in the proper headspace to write a book about bewildering things happening.
The unfortunate events in the books befall three orphaned siblings, Violet, Klaus, and Sonny Baudelaire, whose villainous Uncle Olaf repeatedly attempts to gain control of the family fortune that Violet will inherit when she comes of age. They're written in a self-conscious, mock-Gothic style, laced with dark humor, literary allusions, and some serious moral quandaries. All this, Handler acknowledges, was influenced by his early and enduring appreciation of Charles Schulz's Peanuts comic strips.
I'm sure that Schulz's work has had an enormous influence, because when I was a child, I read Peanuts voraciously, and I was very much taken with young, lonely people wandering around a fairly cruel landscape, talking philosophically to one another, which is really not unlike A Series of Unfortunate Events, even though, of course, they're kind of different in their trappings.
And he notes that worked because the characters were children.
If Peanuts were a bunch of adults discussing the things that children were discussing, it would be viewed as an extremely boring comic. It would be like the My Dinner with Andre of comics.
The Peanuts influence may also be one reason that many of Handler's other books also feature young characters at their core.
I think in many ways a story is automatically more interesting if it is happening to someone young and vulnerable. A man my age walking alone on the side of the road is an incident. A 14-year-old girl walking alone on the side of the road is already a story.
The 13th and final chapter in the Unfortunate Events series was published in 2006, but the books are now being made into a Netflix television series which Handler is co-writing. That project sent him back to his original work, somewhat uncomfortably.
It was a little like looking at old yearbooks, how your hair was when you were in high school or something. So it was difficult to look at my prose and see nothing but the flaws. But in terms of the story, I thought it would be fun to develop that for television, and that's been pretty interesting.
The storylines of the 13 books will be kept intact, Handler says, but with some new wrinkles added. The entire series will be spread across three seasons. The first season's 8 episodes are available now. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.